Hello and welcome to episode 108. This time around, I'm covering one of the best and certainly one of the most fun science fiction novels I've read for some time. The Garments of Cayann was written by the British author Barrington J. Bailey and published in 1976. It's one of the less obvious books to be included in the book 100 Must-Read Science Fiction Novels, but it deserves its inclusion. Space opera is a big genre, and it's often based on a set of familiar tropes that can feel tired and overused at times. Bailey's book is interesting partly because it deviates so playfully from those tropes. Rather than being focused on the pursuit of some awesome superweapon, The Garments of Cayann is about clothes, specifically an incredible Frashinard suit which gives its wearer remarkable influence over others. While being an energetic interstellar adventure, it's also a vehicle for some intriguing sociological speculation. I really think you should try this one on for size. In the galaxy-spanning human civilization of the far future, Peder Forbath is a nobody. Reluctantly, he joins an expedition to the hostile planet Kaia. The objective is to conduct an illegal salvage operation on a crashed freighter from the mysterious splinter civilization of Cayann. The result proves to be life-changing, because Peder Forbath is a tailor, and the freighter's cargo is of inestimable value, the Garments of Cayann. The Garments of Cayann is a science fiction novel by the British author Barrington J. Bailey, who lived from 1937 to 2008. While getting his start in comics in the late 1950s, he met Michael Moorcock, who was to become a titan of British SF and especially fantasy. The two became friends and collaborators. And in the 1960s, Moorcock published Bailey's stories in New Worlds magazine and consistently championed his work. Bailey published his first novel, The Star Virus, in 1970. He's generally thought to have hit his stride in the middle of the decade, publishing a string of inventive, fast-paced novels which fused pulp SF tropes with new wave innovations. Originally published by Doubleday in February 1976, The Garments of Cayann falls in the middle of this strongest period. It's a rip-roaring, planet-hopping SF adventure which also deals thoughtfully with cultural exchange, self-image, and whether the clothes really make the man. The novel moves at a brisk pace and comprises two distinct threads, which are woven together late in the narrative. The main plot focuses on Peder Forbath, hapless tailor from the planet Harlos in the Zyode Cluster, the default human civilization in the book. He falls in with an unscrupulous rogue named Rialto Mast, who devises the mission to Kaia. After fending off the planet's hostile creatures which use sound as a weapon, Forbath discovers the Cayannic freighter. Inside, there is a cache of the extraordinary clothes which are made by the people of Cayann and which form the basis of their aberrant culture. Forbath takes for himself just one item, a legendary Frashinard suit, one of only five in existence. Its mysterious properties transform his self-image while he wears it, giving him an uncanny influence over other people. Over time, Forbath becomes increasingly beholden to the suit, and it sets him on a new, more unsettling interstellar mission. The secondary plot begins very differently. It centres on the Zyode starship Callan and its sociological survey mission. Brilliant but ruthless scientist Amara Call has been tasked with understanding the roots of the clothes-obsessed Cayannic culture. The authorities in Zyode fear that war with Cayann is approaching, and they desire a strategic edge to stave off defeat and assimilation. Journeying into the Zist arm of the galaxy, Call and her crew encounter the Metalloids and the Cyborgs, two factions with radically different cultural views of their own bodies and reckonings with self-image. If the Callan can survive the bitter war in zero gravity between these cultures, they may be able to identify the relationship they have, if any, with the mysterious and powerful Cayannics. The late Brian Stableford described this novel as cleanly written and a joy to read. It's an apt description. The Garments of Cayann is continuously on the move, introducing new settings, characters, and ideas at an exciting pace. Bailey openly stated that he was attempting to emulate Jack Vance. As Stableford also observed, it's a primarily light-hearted novel, and its sheer, brave oddness goes a long way. After all, this is a space opera centred on clothes, a topic which barely gets a mention in most SF. Bailey has a lot of fun exploring the implications of the Cayannic culture, and especially of the Frashenard suit. Made of a unique natural fibre called Prosim, it has a transformative effect on whoever wears it. Early in the novel, Forbarth rapidly ascends to a position of fame and fortune on his homeworld, largely due to the suit's influence. Rialto Mast, meanwhile, struggles to offload the rest of the haul. In the novel's most comic episode, he has to deal with a frustratingly eccentric fence with a maddening love of practical jokes. The plot focusing on the Callan and Amara Call has a different tone. In a surprisingly cruel moment, Call traps a metalloid and a cyborg together in a chamber, which causes them to fight to the death. This hardly seems like good sociological practice, even in the Zyode cluster. This secondary thread is more action-oriented than Forbarth's story, and includes a dramatic zero-gravity battle inside a disintegrating space habitat. However, it also serves as a clever counterpoint, which explores Bailey's themes from a different angle. The ending has proven a little divisive over the years, but it does provide a satisfying explanation of the Cayannic art of attire and the mysterious properties of Prosim. The finale also serves as a good example of a conceptual breakthrough, often considered an integral structural element of classic SF. Interestingly, it could even have been an influence on a key element of the Revelation space series by Alistair Reynolds. Some have identified Bailey as an influence on Ian M. Banks' culture novels. This is particularly true of Bailey's next book, The Grand Wheel, that was published in 1977. The Garments of Cayann is the kind of science fiction novel that could only really have been written and published in the 1970s. It's freewheeling, fast-moving, and strange in a highly likeable way. It demonstrates well Bailey's facility for fusing pulp SF tropes with the ambition and oddness of the new wave. Perhaps the most pleasant surprise is that its special hook, the odd emphasis on clothes, is the jumping-off point for some thoughtful sociological ideas. It's very easy to recommend to fans of British 70s SF, and especially to those looking for a unique take on the hoary traditions of space opera. Thanks for listening to this episode. You can find more of my writing in text and audio form at my site andyjohnson.xyz. You can also find me on Twitter at andyjohnsonuk, and you can support me at patreon.com/andyjohnson. Catch you next time.